We've been putting together this week's edition of Eastern Standards. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview.
Businesses are having to navigate this new reality of workforce.
And it's that new reality that Ashley Watts, the new president and CEO of the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, is taking on as a top priority, changing the way we think about and respond to drug addiction.
And we really started realizing that everyone, no matter what kind of demographic in Kentucky, knows someone, loves someone that's been impacted by this. And it really did, in the last couple of years, move from a public health crisis to also a workforce crisis.
In a recently published op-ed, Ashley Watts said, quote, "Society cannot incarcerate its way out of the public health crisis that is drug addiction, but in making the possession of drugs a felony rather than a misdemeanor, Kentucky shows a stubborn willingness to continue to try."
One of the main points of the op-ed was to consider that Kentucky should defelonize possession. So right now in Kentucky, possession is a felony. And as we all know, most of the time, felonies stay with you for quite some time. We were instrumental in passing felony expungement a couple years ago for low-level felonies that if you don't commit another crime, that after a certain period of time and paying a fine, you can get that erased. But some of these people don't have that luxury to have that done. And so a felony really is a scarlet letter on your record. And we want people after treatment, after rehabilitation, to get back into the workforce, get back into the community, be a productive citizen.
The press has a key role to play in this shift away from demonizing addiction.
Simply knowing that addiction is a disease and that we need to write about it as such becomes very important because then the words you use change.
Kentucky Health News reporter Melissa Patrick covered a recent gathering of reporters and editors who were focused on being more thoughtful about the words they choose to use when covering drug addiction.
So in particular, the word addict comes to mind. That basically is a word that has a negative connotation and is describing a person just as if a person was a diabetic and you only describe them as a diabetic. You know, that person is more than that. They are a person first. And so the same goes with a person who has an addiction or who has a substance use disorder, which is the preferred language.
Find out how, like the business community, the news media is going through an evolving perception and perspective of drug abuse and addiction. And speaking of change, there's a big one happening in the way school teachers stay current and improve their classroom skills. Jennifer Carroll here with Robert Brown on the micro-credentials they're developing at the Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative.
I've been that person standing up in front of a room of 200 educators and doing a training. And at the end of the day, when those folks leave and I give them a certificate, basically all that certificate says is you did a really great job of sitting in that chair for 6 hours because I have no idea if you learned anything. I have no idea if you're taking anything back to apply it in your classroom. I don't know if it's impacting your professional practice. I don't know if it's impacting your student outcomes. But with a micro-credential, I can see those things.
And is that making a difference?
These teachers who are engaging in micro-credentialing are seeing statistically significant impact on student performance. Their kids are performing better.
And Tom Eblen here to name inductees into the 2020 Kentucky Writers Hall of Fame. It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.